Basavaraj Bommai was sworn in as the new Chief Minister of Karnataka with the blessings of his predecessor, B.S. Yediyurappa, an MLA from Shigaon in central Karnataka's Haveri district. Mr. Bommai is a politically powerful Lingayat leader like Mr. Yediyurappa and was among his close confidants. Speaking to NDTV, Mr. Bommai said that it's a huge responsibility and there's a lot that he now needs to do. My colleague Maya Sharma spoke to him.
We're in the home of Basavaraj Bommai, the next Chief Minister of Karnataka. Now, that's not many people who can actually say that. So what are your emotions at this time?
The emotion is of responsibilities. Knowing very well the present situation of both COVID and floods, and due to COVID for last 1.5 years, the economic challenges the state is relaying. Shadow of Yediyurappa, such a tall leader, and immediately after him taking over, his shadow will be there.
Hard act to follow.
Of course, his guidance and under his able guidance, I'll be able to solve a lot of problems. That's also a positive thing. But however, the economic challenges are very high. I have already started speaking to central leaders. And I have spoken to finance minister also. Very soon we will have to tackle all these issues. And my first priority is floods and COVID.
COVID, yes.
And then streamline the administration. And the next priority will be to implement all the budgetary programs which have been announced by the Honorable Yediyurappa. And take everybody along and bring a new zeal of energy into the people, especially the downtrodden people. A lot of hopes are there. So we want to make all those hopes come true. So 24/7 is my motto. I think 24 hours is very less for me.
Very little.
Taking over, of course, ahead of an expected
wave of COVID, yeah. Like you said, that's yeah. It's a very big challenge.
Yes. Certainly. We are in midst of second and third wave expecting. Hopefully, there will be no third wave.
Yes.
But however, in the eventuality, we have to be ready for it. We are under the able guidance of Yediyurappa ji. We have done a lot of work during COVID 1 and 2. And he has involved me in tackling COVID in so much that we have learnt a lot of new administrative measures to tackle the COVID at this juncture.
The second wave
so that will come handy to tackle the third wave.
Second wave was very tough here.
Second wave was very, very tough. A lot of deaths have been taken place and a lot of pressure on the health infrastructure.
Absolutely.
So we are all aware of it. So tomorrow itself, I am going to have a meeting of all senior bureaucrats.
Tomorrow itself, starting off with this itself.
Yes.
Now, when did you first know that it was going to be you? Basavaraj Bommai as Chief Minister.
It was only in the evening because ultimately all the reports were there to Parliamentary Board, and just before the legislatures met,
yes.
the observers Dharmendra Pradhan ji and Arun ji and Aruna ji, they had come and they discussed in the core committee. As soon as the core committee was over, I was indicated.
Oh, okay.
So,
you did have an idea then?
Very, very few minutes earlier. I had kept my fingers crossed.
You had. It was quite honestly an ambition of yours. You did want to become Chief Minister.
No, it is not an ambition. I never expected to be a Chief Minister in this tenure.
Okay.
Because such a tall and big leader of Yediyurappa,
yes.
And we never expected him to resign so fast.
Yes.
So, that was not there. But however, after his resignation, lot of things, political developments had taken place, and it culminated into high command to put faith in me, in spite of coming from the other party for about 12 years back.
Yes, you were
but of course, all the 12 years I've been a very sincere party man,
okay.
So that paid off. They have reposed such a faith. I should keep the faith and not let down the people of Karnataka and my high command.
Why did they choose you? It's a question which I know which will involve a mix of putting aside modesty and being honest as well, why do you think they chose you?
Probably in this given situation, they have given top priority for the administration. And clean administration and toning up the entire governance as well as coordination with the party. Because we have to prepare ourselves for 2023 and 2024. So a lot of work to be done. Okay. So we have to be politically correct as well as administratively correct. So they think that I'll do that correct job.
Of course, the caste question, many people assume a Lingayat leader has left, another leader from the Lingayat community has taken over. Was caste really a factor?
I what personally feel is, nobody can give application and be born in particular caste. So that is not there. But how we conduct ourselves? If we really serve the all sections of the society and give a social justice, then all the caste people say that he is mine. That is my motto.
That is your motto, to belong to every single caste. Now, honestly speaking, there is also a concern over the rise of divisive politics, of division in the country. Yediyurappa has been seen as a moderate leader. Would you like to reassure anyone who might be concerned about BJP rule in Karnataka?
See, I don't believe in all this divisive and all thing. For me, nationalism is highest priority. And to maintain the integrity, sovereignty and unity of this country, if certain strong measures are taken, they were not taken, and it is for the good of the country, I don't hesitate to do it. So whatever the people say, but my conscience says that what is good for the state and what is good for the country, I don't hesitate to do it.
If I could ask, are minorities safe in Karnataka? Do you have any message for them?
Certainly, minorities are part of Karnataka. Mm-hmm. And Karnataka has been a very communal harmony state. Mm-hmm. And that tradition is there. And as a home minister, I assured that all cross-sections, not only minorities, all cross-sections of the people, all sections of the people are safe and they are secured. And justice is done for him whenever it is necessary.
What role will B.S. Yediyurappa play in your administration? Will you turn to him often for advice? What role do you see him
as? He has already said that he is a mentor. And with his vast experience of his administration, he is a boon to me. Mm. And I will certainly take his vast experience. And that is the guidance he has assured me. And I am sure that I'll take his guidance in all the important issues, and he is there like a fatherly figure for me to guide and to handhold also.
Speaking of fatherly figures, your own father was a chief minister of Karnataka. You're keeping it in the family. It must be a moment of such pride, really.
Yeah. My father was a rice, and he was a man of principles, and he fought for that, and even he didn't care for his chair, he stood by his principles. He has set a very high standard. So my challenge is to keep up to the high standard.
To live up to that, yes. Because you've grown up in politics, really.
Secondly, he has taken both victory and losses with the certain principles.
Yes.
So he was never elated or he was never in a very sober mood whenever he has lost or whenever he has won. With equanimity, he had taken his life. I tried to do that.
That is something you've learned from him. You want to do that as well, definitely. Now, you've held a whole series of portfolios, irrigation, home, until now, until this big post. What has been the favorite post that you've held so far?
See, it's a difficult question because each one is a new challenge. Each one is a different challenge.
Yes.
Irrigation, I could achieve a lot in terms of irrigating lands.
Okay.
750,000 acres was irrigated under my regime with the help of Yediyurappa. And as a home minister, it is one of the period where crimes were very less, and whatever crime happened, it was checked immediately.
Okay.
And I brought in a lot of efficiency. I have brought in a lot of reforms to the police. So both are equally good. So I think one should not have a choice about portfolios.
Anything is good.
Anything is good and anything is challenging. And sincere efforts in facing the challenges brings in a new zeal, new energy, new dimension, even for the very, very so-called not-so-good portfolios.
Not-so-good portfolios also. And what are you looking forward to most as Chief Minister? Something that will make you very happy as Chief Minister. What are you looking forward to?
If Karnataka is number one in the entire country, as far as socially, economically, culturally, educationally, if it is number one, I'll be the happiest person.
And we see your lovely family here also. We see that your lovely family is also waiting to get a minute of your time. And what does it mean for your private life? Because you've been in public life all along, but I can see a lot of laughter here. What does it mean for private life?
No, I think Dad has handled it really well. He has always put family first.
Yeah, ma'am.
And I think he'll still do that.
You will do that as well.
Yeah.
So you will be able to balance everything as well.
Yeah, yeah. Family is very dear to me. Even though I am not able to give much time, they always be there with me.
Absolutely.
Even in my work, they'll be inspiring me.
They will be there. Thank you so much, sir. All the very, very best for your term.
And I must say that I'm very lucky to have such a family, such a great family, lovely family.
That is so nice. That is so nice.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. So Karnataka's Minister there, Basavaraj Bommai, take over from BSC Yediyurappa, talking about his challenges, his hopes, his dreams, and his family will be there with him all the way. With DM Kumar, Maya Sharma in Bengaluru for NDTV.